Steve, just get your thoughts on that performance there.
Yeah, disappointing, obviously. You know, we've put in kind of four or five good performances back to back, so we started slow today, and BMO definitely didn't start slow. And, you know, they punished us straight away, like, so it was kind of hard then to get a foot in the game and get back into it. But at the same time, like, I can't fault these girls, like, you know, we're 14 games into our first season. The effort and commitment they've given, like, you know, it'd be very easy to kind of. You know, I said that today wasn't good enough for that, but when you look at it, you know, if someone told us by the time we get to the mid-season break that we'd have the points we have and the performances we have, we would have snapped their hands off. So overall, delighted with the girls still, like the attitude they continue to show.
And there was a number of changes made today as well.
Yeah, we're missing a few, like, you know, I'm sure most teams are probably the same at the moment with exams and work and different things and that, like, so it's going to happen, like, it'll happen during the season, but that's, I suppose, that was the idea at the very start of having a kind of a decent side squad, and you've seen there the value of it, like, some of the girls coming in getting their first start, or some of the girls coming back into the team that have been out of the team, and, you know, so that's pleasing, and there's a couple coming back from injury as well, like, so it was great to see, like, the hands are coming back in and getting minutes.
I suppose we shouldn't forget the quality that PMO have as well.
Yeah, definitely, like I think Stephanie Roach got a hat trick, like, but to me, Anya Gorman is just, you know, she's just makes them tick, like, you know, she's just her attitude, her willingness, like, to run off the ball and stuff. But obviously, on the ball, then she's quality as well. Like, and Piemont are a very good side, you know, I think they've won the league, is it four the last five seasons or something like that. You know, so they definitely have plenty of quality through their team. And, like, as I said, they started well and they punished us, and they kind of controlled most of the game from there on then.
Even since the last time these two sides met, Steve, like, the progress the Rovers have made has been phenomenal, really. Like, you must be happy, like, as you said there, the mid-season break coming up now, you must be happy with where Rovers are at.
Yeah, like, it'd be easy to look at the scoreline and think, you know, there hasn't been that much improvement, but I think anyone that's kind of seen us, you know, most games would definitely see that there has been. And, you know, and that's something we were saying to the girls before the game, that, you know, like, scorelines and kind of results mightn't necessarily show the improvements there have been, but again, like, when you have the players we have, like, you know, we've good players and we've really good people, like, and they're just a joy to work with, like, you know. So, like, the thing is, now we've improved to a certain standard, and now we've got to go again, rest up for a week or that, and then come back after the break and try and push on again.